Hello and welcome, 8123 podcast. We are back with another episode. It's exciting because it's an episode to talk about the fact that we're playing a concert, which is something that I didn't think was going to happen this year. So cool that is happening, even though it is without people in the audience, but you will be able to watch virtually. So, yeah, but we will get into that in the episode in a bit. But yeah, I guess before that, what's shaking?
I don't know, man. Today was a great day, and I feel like I haven't been able to say that in a long time.
Yeah.
I worked out this morning. We've been kind of doing band stuff all day, so I felt like I've achieved something. I'm feeling good. I'm having a good day. I'm going to cook some fish later. And yeah, man. How was your day? Hey, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Just, been working on things for the album. We've been working on stuff for the show, working on things for the future of the band. That's pretty cool things. Just been doing that. I actually haven't eaten much yet though, so I need to get on that.
You haven't eaten anything today?
No, like I didn't have like a proper lunch. I've just been kind of eating things here and there in between working. You know, like grabbing some carrots and hummus and chips and guac.
That was kind of me today too. I had like a little cup of pasta, like a pasta salad thing, and that's all I've had. So dinner will be nice, but I also don't feel like shit normally if I don't eat. I'm pretty angry.
Yeah,
but yeah, just the way today felt, I'm all right.
Yeah, all good. I had a pretty good weekend. Got to hang out with my parents, and they got to see the baby for the first time and quite a while because of all this coronavirus business. So that was a lot of fun. And
was your mom in tears finally holding the little Charlotte?
Oh yeah. She was happy. Excited, and it was great to be able to hang out with them until they got tested and everything. So it just felt like, all right, I don't have to be weird, I don't have to be unsure, being around my parents. So, that was really nice. So,
awesome.
Cool. We will hop into the episode and talk about the fact that we're playing a concert in the end of the You Are Okay era and what that all means and everything. But, first a message from a sponsor. And then we will get into it.
Cool. So we're gigging. We're doing a gig.
We're gigging. I guess let's kind of go back to the idea of this show and, kind of what the initial plan was before all of this happened. So we've kind of become, and I guess we haven't done it every single time, but, I'm really big into making things into events, making anniversaries into things that aren't really you wouldn't have to be or whatever. So we did these shows called Farewell Forever Halloween in 2014 to end off that era. And
where did that idea come from? Like, what made? Were you just thinking what would be interesting? I don't know if we ever talked about that. Like,
I don't know.
Were you stealing it from someone?
I can't remember. I mean, maybe. That possibly was the end of the era. I mean, I honestly think that maybe we were just saying, like, the idea was, let's play a couple shows as the last shows that we play on the album cycle. And then the idea was, I was like, well, we should play the final show on Halloween.
Yeah.
Because, you know. So then we just needed a name, and then we called it Farewell for Halloween, which then kind of made it seem more dramatic, you know, when the idea was kind of more so just to play some shows as like a celebration of the record, you know?
Yeah, not do a whole tour for it. Especially with where we were at with that album. Like, we weren't really sure if people liked that album at all. And then after that tour, or I guess group of shows, it was like, oh, people do like this album a lot. And it felt like a really exciting way to end what potentially could have been kind of a downer of an album cycle in kind of a way.
Yeah.
But then it left it on this high note, and like, and then we pretty much right into recording American Candy, or not recording, but starting to write American Candy.
Yeah. So that was kind of the first one. And then we didn't do anything really to cap off American Candy. I guess the Warped Tour that year was the last date that we did on that album cycle. We didn't do like a big send-off show. And then Love You Lonely, that's when we did The Funeral. And again, that was just kind of, honestly, really the big reason that we did that is because we were going to be in Baltimore anyway, mm-hmm. recording the record, and we were just like, well, why don't we just play a show before there to cover some of the expenses of having to go out there to record, and then it just kind of became a thing where I, you know, worked on the concept of the name, and kind of, you know, I think that one was kind of trying to be a ripoff of My Chemical Romance did, was it like The Black Parade Is Dead or something?
Yeah, I remember
show in Mexico.
I remember you bringing that up a couple times when you spit the idea out. But make it more, okay, like make it more of a we're done with this thing kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, if we're going to go down that path, like, let's really go down that.
Yeah.
Let's get
which
a coffin.
Is like when Tim had the idea of the casket and all that stuff. That was kind of that. And that was an awesome show. And it was, lots of people continued to talk about it, you know. And it was an exciting moment. And so then the idea for this record was, well, let's do a show in Arizona at the Orpheum playing the album, playing URK in full with the string section. And then we're going to do it with people and the audience. And so we've been working on dates for that. And
we were gonna do a couple shows, right, was kind of the plan.
So this was going to be before that, actually. This was going to be before Sad Summer.
Oh yeah, it was. Fuck
yeah
totally.
So yeah, this was going to be before Sad Summer, and then everything kind of, obviously came crashing down when we figured out we couldn't do concerts. So we decided to kind of continue the idea of doing a show in Arizona, and making it the end of the era and performing the album in full. So we could play some songs off your OK that we haven't played. So that is what we're doing for the Flowers in the Grave live stream, August 29th. So yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of how the concept came about. And, you know, now I think the idea is that we want to bring every aspect that you'd have of a show experience to life. And that is, you know, hanging out with your friends before, going to the merch table when you get there, getting a drink, watching the show, doing the meet and greet, having an after party. So, you know, I think most live stream concerts, you know, feel a little disconnected in that sense where like you're not getting the full experience. And, you know, I think like some bands are like pre-recording them and, you know, all these things. And, you know, I think ours is our idea is like, how can we bring the full experience of a night of a show? So if you are a hardcore fan, you can be a part of every single aspect of it. And if you just want to, you know, just want to watch the performance, and you can just watch that too. So,
totally.
So I'm super excited about that. I think it's going to bring a lot of joy and happiness to people and remind people of better times. And I think we could all use a little bit of an escape right now. And, you know, it does, you know, flowers in the grave and you are okay. That's all been very serious things. But I think the tone of the night will be happy, you know. Yeah. And it'll be a celebration of live concerts of the past two years of playing shows in this album cycle and this record and everything. So
totally.
I'm super excited about that.
And yeah, I mean, it's weird because this record, you know, I think in my head we were going to have the opportunity to play some of these other songs, like Feel It All Over and One Sunset, like at some time on one of these shows we were planning. And then it's like, oh, well, we're just going to do it this one time. And potentially, who knows, like, unless they're super fun to play, but like, it's like some of this stuff, this could potentially be one of the last times we play some of these songs, which would be kind of interesting. So yeah, I mean, it's like, it will be, yeah, I think it's gonna be, for people who love this album, something super cool. And for people who just, you know, like us in general, like, I think it's going to be something special and really exciting. And, yeah, I mean, we haven't played together as a band this year.
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, you haven't played with us.
Since the Mirror Tour.
Yeah. So it's like, in, you know, when we start practicing for this thing right before, like, this will be the first time we all jam together this entire year, and it's August.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, and then, yeah, we're going to have a whole second set after the performance of the full record.
Yeah, and you and me were going over some of those songs yesterday, and what would be, like, something that isn't so, like, on the nose, but also, like, would be really exciting and nostalgic to hear and whatnot. So I'm excited for that stuff too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that'll be rad. And I just think it's going to be an awesome day. And hopefully we don't fuck it up, because it's going to be recorded and broadcasted for the world to see forever. So, yeah, and then I guess for anybody asking if, you know, if it doesn't work out for you, time zone, when you buy your ticket, you do have access to watch the show for a month once it's done. So,
cool. I didn't know that.
No need to worry. No need to worry there. So, yeah, I think, I don't know, kind of looking back on this album cycle, and I mean, it's really been exciting. I mean, if you think about a bunch of these things that we've done, you know, between Sad Summer, you know, being these huge shows to being to the Mirror Tour, really being, I think, one of the better performances that we've ever done as a band.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, playing all these festivals in Europe and, you know, headlining these big shows, you know, in London, and kind of hitting these brand new milestones that we hadn't hit before. You know, I think it's been a, I don't know, it's been insane. And I think, like, in the moment, it's been hard to appreciate all the things that we've done, but just, like, looking back at this whole time, it's
pretty nuts. Yeah, it made me real, like, there's always this thing, it's like there's always the excitement of a new band, and it's really hard to capture that thing again. But for some reason on this album cycle, it's kind of felt like that. Like you're saying, like, there's opportunities that we never had. And just for being around for so long, you know, maybe people who weren't interested in, like, in quote unquote, the industry are like, okay, well, what are we missing here? There's something that this band's doing something right. And it's given us opportunities that we haven't ever had. So, yeah, that it's been super exciting. And like you said, like, looking back now and be like, fuck, we did do a lot. And, like, I haven't really thought about it really. And then you just saying all that, I'm like, man, this was, I mean, what a great album cycle. And it deserves a good send off.
Yep.
So I'm, yeah.
Yeah. So that is what we're going to do. We're going to give it the best send off we can. Still working out the details, but talking to Ted Lavender about doing a set if we do an after party, and you know, we'll get that all worked out and get some more information to you guys on that soon. But yeah, it'll be rad. So yeah, if you don't have your ticket, you can get them at the mainband.com tickets to the concert. You can get just a ticket by itself or with some merch. We put out new face masks and puzzle and new shirts and stuff too. So,
yo, on the real, that puzzle would be so fucking hard. It's going to be very hard.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a challenge.
Because of the sky. I'm going to probably be eating my words when someone's like, I finished in 2 minutes. yeah, but cool, man, we're doing it.
Pretty sick.
I'm excited. Well, I'm excited to gig. I'm excited to play a show with my buds.
Yeah.
I've realized, like, that, like, because we haven't played in a while, like, my ears have started to heal themselves after 13 years of loud stuff, and I haven't really been listening to anything all that loud. And like, my cat was like, last night was like pushing a this ball that had like a bell in it in the house, and it was like driving me, it sounded so loud. And I was like, how can I even hear that? So I had to like go and find him and see where it was. So I feel my ears need the abuse again.
Yeah, I am excited for that. It just, it feels so odd to have not played for this long. It's gonna be weird.
Yeah,
it'll be exciting. And we're gonna like have some things to be able to like talk to you guys and respond to the comments like as like in between songs and stuff as the show's happening. So you can expect the same type of rants and nonsense that John would go off on in between songs to happen here too.
I think
so
that
it isn't going to be just like a stale, like us just playing songs and not, you know, interacting or anything. So.
I think you said John's rants, and a couple people want refunds.
Yeah, I know. Well, sorry, but
that's part of it.
You keep coming back to our shows regardless, so we're gonna keep doing how we do. Oh man. Well, awesome. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back in a couple of days. I think the next episode, we're going to do a song breakdown or something. So,
yeah, hit us up hit us up on Twitter on what song you want us to do, because we can do any of them.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
You guys have a good one. We will talk to you soon. Let's roll that ding-dang outro.